From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The top suspect linked to the November 13th terror attacks in France has been arrested in Belgium. Salah Abdeslam was arrested by Belgian police during a raid today in Brussels. The Belgian immigration minister has confirmed the arrest in a tweet that said, "We got him." VOA's Jamie Detmer on why Belgium and European investigators have been searching for 4 months for this man.
He was the young man who slipped across back into Belgium on the night of the attacks as they were being carried out, or shortly after, and has been on the run ever since.
According to the minister, the suspect was injured, shot in the leg during an earlier gunfire exchange. News reports from the region now confirm a total of 3 suspects taken into custody. European Union leaders approved a revised deal with Turkey today to curb the influx of migrants into Europe. The deal requires all new migrants coming from Turkey into Greece after Sunday, March 20th, be returned to Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says the tide of migrants seeking refuge in Turkey and the European Union is not an issue for bargaining, but an issue of humanitarian values.
I hope we will be achieving our goal to help all the refugees, as well as to deepen Turkish-EU relations, which is a good news for our continent and for the humanity altogether.
In exchange, Turkey is expected to get financial aid, quicker EU membership talks, and visa-free travel in some circumstances. The actual returns begin April 4th. 3 policemen have been killed in an attack on security forces in Niger, near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. The attacks come just days before Niger voters go to the polls on Sunday for a presidential runoff vote. This is VOA News. North Korea has test-fired 2 medium-range ballistic missiles, defying United Nations resolutions prohibiting it from developing nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. South Korean officials say one of the missiles crashed off the North's east coast. A second missile disappeared from radar and appeared to have exploded in flight. Mohammed Jawal Qais, a 26-year-old American who said he defected from the Islamic State group, has admitted he wasn't thinking straight when he decided to join the militant group in the Middle East this year. He says he made a bad decision to go with a girl to Mosul. VOA journalist Sirwan Kajo, who spoke with Qais's family, says interviews with the defected fighter revealed disillusionment with the militant group.
Basically saying and reiterating what U.S. officials and Western officials have been saying about ISIS and its atrocities and its everything that ISIS does on the ground. Mohammed, basically, as a former ISIS member, told what the situation it is in the ground.
Meantime, in Rochester, New York, a U.S. federal judge has ruled another American will spend up to 22 and a half years in prison for trying to recruit terrorist fighters and raise funds for the Islamic State. The World Health Organization reports an outbreak of yellow fever in the capital of Angola has now spread to 7 provinces, as well as the Democratic Republic of Congo and Kenya. The WHO is calling for a large-scale vaccination campaign to stop the spread of the disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization says the number of confirmed deaths from yellow fever in Angola now stands at 146, with 885 suspected cases. The UN agency says outbreaks of yellow fever in an urban setting are generally more dangerous and difficult to contain because the disease can spread easily from one person to another. It says a largely unvaccinated population that is bitten by infected mosquitoes can trigger an epidemic. Vaccination is the most important preventive measure against yellow fever. The mosquito that transmits yellow fever is the same one responsible for the Zika virus, dengue fever, and chikungunya. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Barack Obama's trip to Cuba this coming weekend is being anticipated by many as an historic chance to thaw relations with Havana. National Security Advisor Susan Rice says the president will arrive in Cuba Sunday with new regulatory reforms in place that make it easier for Americans to visit. Meantime, after 2 scandal-hit years, FIFA has signed its first World Cup sponsor, agreeing to a 4-tournament deal with a Chinese conglomerate that has links to Sepp Blatter, their accused former leader. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.